Good morning, boys and girls. I want you to sit in the pews as much as possible because I have some pictures to show to you up on the screen. So you want to sit right on the pew so you can see the pictures? I'm so glad to see all these boys and girls in church today. I'm glad you came. I have a picture to show, and there's going to be a lot of pictures. And I want you to watch the pictures carefully as they show up on the screen. Oh, isn't that creature beautiful? Who knows what that is? Everybody knows what that is a picture of.
A lion.
That is a picture of a lion. As you watch the pictures, oh, there's two lions loving on each other. That's a picture of two brothers that was taken in Kenya. And that lion looks very beautiful. Would you like to have a lion for a pet? Would you like to have one in your backyard? No? As I looked at these pictures, you know, something is beginning to change about that lion. From looking so majestic, it's starting to look dangerous, isn't it? A lion is very dangerous. In some of my travels recently, I spent all Sabbath with a man and his wife who grew up in the country of Kenya. And Colin told me about a group of people who live in Kenya that in order for a boy to become a man, he must kill a lion single-handedly. And I thought it was very interesting as I listened to the story, and I'm not sure I will tell you all of the details, but as I listened to the story of how a boy could go out into the jungle and there would be just three people. There would be the boy who wants to become a man, and there would be a man with him who had already killed a lion, and then there would be a witness. So the three of them go out, and there's an exact way that they find a lion and kill it so that that boy can become a man. Would you like to have to kill a lion with your bare hands in order to become a man?
No.
How about you, Pastor? What if you had to kill a lion with your bare hands in order to be considered a man?
I'd wish I had bigger hands.
Well, there is an exact way, and I said to Colin as he told me about these people in Kenya that have to kill a lion, I said to him, must be there's not very many men. And he said, actually, it's the opposite. These warriors are so effective that there are concerns about too many lions being killed because so many boys of these warriors are able to kill a lion, and they have just an exact way they do it. They single one lion out by himself, and they get him off by himself. And then when the lion becomes angry at these humans and goes to charge at the human, the warrior drives his spear into the ground at an angle. And the lion, as the lion is charging, which you see some of these pictures as a lion, I've got some pictures of a lion charging, and you see it up on the overhead, a lion running and charging, the lion will actually impale himself, or he will run right into the spear. And that's how they kill the lion. And, you know, as I listened to this, I thought this. If you were out in the jungle, and you were having to kill a lion, and you're standing there, and this huge lion is running at you, and it's ready to make you lunch, you've only got one chance. One chance to drive your spear into the ground and kill that lion before it kills you. And that made me think of something else, and I want to read to you something that's in my Bible. My Bible says that we have an enemy, and that enemy is Satan. And my Bible says that he is like a roaring lion, and he's walking around seeking to destroy. and he would like to destroy you. And you know, there are temptations that come to us from the time we're children and as we grow. There are temptations that come that we need just one chance. And that maybe all we have is one chance to kill that temptation, because our enemy wants to destroy us. And you know, I don't know about you, but I've never had a temptation come to me like a shining angel with wings. Usually the temptations come to me by another person who's pretending to be my friend. And that person may come to me and say something like, "You've done a really good job today. You know what? You deserve to have an alcoholic drink to celebrate." Or that friend may say, "You know what? You've been such a great friend to me. I want to take you to the bar with me." That's how temptations usually come. They come to us by people that we associate with that try to get us to do things that we know God doesn't want us to do. Things that our parents have taught us that are wrong. And people try to get us to do those things. And you know, we want to remember that the real enemy wants to destroy us. And that enemy is just like a roaring lion. And we may have only one chance to respond in such a way that we will kill that temptation forever. And we'll settle it forever, and it will never come to us again. That our decision needs to be just that strong. Because if we play with sin and temptation, we may be destroyed. Just like if those warriors in Kenya, if they don't kill that lion, they get killed. So boys and girls, remember, when the enemy comes to destroy you and to steal and to deceive and to kill, remember, by the grace of God, to respond so positive and so decided. When someone says, "You want to do drugs?" say no and settle the question once and for all, so that you will be happy and you'll grow up in Jesus and he will guide your every footstep. Thank you for listening to my story, and you can go back to your seats now and be sure to pick up the offering as you go.